Jesus.
Well, you know, I was worried about today's game because it was 2 days after playing Rangers, where they put a lot of effort in. Some key players missing. Took a wee, had a wee gut feeling yesterday. I said to Neil and John about with the surface and the way that we phase, as we call them. No, held back to it. It's held back to So I thought on this day the surface, he's been doing well in 20s games, and I thought, well, if we didn't give him an opportunity at the time he's doing well, then he's going to just lose heart. So put him out of Dane. What a terrific goal he scored, and I'll tell you, if I buy that, he put a great ball through for Wallace in the opening minute. He's turning, I don't think he wasted a ball all day, and for me, his timing and springing the air against some of the bigger boys was getting flick-ons at good times. I thought he had an excellent game, so I'm delighted for the lad, because we brought him there a couple of years ago and just seen something in him, but he had never played, you know, he never played 11-a-side football, he played futsal. And this boy, a contact of mine in France, had said, "Can that six-a-side indoor stuff?"
And it's got the smaller ball.
Smaller ball,
six-a-side indoors.
It's futsal. You'll see a lot of. I think he's 20.
He was 19 when he came over.
And we said he's got something, but we had to give him time to adjust, because he couldn't speak a word of English. And I loved it the other week. I was telling you that when he missed a shot at where the bar, he went, "Oh no." So I thought, he's learning, he's picking up great, you know. But we brought him over, actually. He was sharing a flat with the goalkeeper we let go. I think that's been a big plus for us, that we came over and put him in with Callum Morris. And he's near Josh and Wits and all that. So he's in Alan, they're all in Dunfermline area. But so he gets looked after, you know, really well in terms of the boys keep their spirits up, because they're away from, I mean, let's be honest with it, there's not many people who go for Saint-Tropez to Dunfermline and settle very quickly, you know. So, but credit to the boy, he kept his head up. We've gave him wee bits and pieces. I think he was a wee bit disappointed, maybe didn't get one against Rangers, but it wasn't a game. I was always thinking about this game, and he repaid this today, because the wee bit faith was showed in him. He's certainly got a lot of talent, and I think he's learning the game better, and he's a strong wee, he's a strong wee boy, you know. So hopefully, as I say, keep his feet in the ground and don't get carried away, because he'll not play every week, but he'll be there or thereabouts, and he's given us something to think about. And Drummond had to come on for Alex. Well, I thought he did an excellent the second half, once he just got to the pace hit a wee bit. As I say, Thompson, I thought about throwing Thompson on, because he's just had half a training session with us. I thought, well, maybe Kano's better, when we wanted to change. We actually wanted to tighten up a bit, and we went 4-1-4-1, because I thought they were just getting a wee grip, though I thought the only way they were going to score was through a corner or a... So we were some big boys against our young kids, you know, so we dealt with it great. But Lewis Martin, outstanding today again. Back four was for a young team that second half, withstood a lot of pressure for some of these big physical boys, and it was great. It just proves that they must be sick of the sight of us. I mean, that's the third time we've scored in the third time in a trot we've done the last minute. But I thought we started the game really well today, got a goal, and I thought we missed an opportunity to go a couple up. And I thought we've just shaded it the second half. They had a couple of efforts, which you're expecting at home. They're a decent side, but we keep going. We've often said that nothing phases us. If we're goals doing or we're level, we just pick ourselves up and go again. And it's a great thing to have. So we said before the game this was a massive result, and given having played 2 days ago and the number of players that we had out, experienced players like Josh and Tomo, and they're the ones that you need, really, because they're a wee bit, even though they're young players and inexperienced, they're more experienced than the ones that we've got in reserve. And so to win that without these players speaks volumes for the squad.
Thank you.
All right.